Lecture topic: The lofty rank of the Sahaba. Part 2.
What were the spies of Umar? Anybody who is praising Umar, apprehend him. He doesn't have a right to sit and praise me. He doesn't know me. Allahu Akbar. What a life. كان لعمر عيون على الناس. These people were appointed. It was an open market if you needed to talk bad. Whatever it is, you are at liberty to say what you want to. Sayyidina Umar is returning from Syria. On the borders of Syria, there's an old-aged woman. Umar asked her, you know Umar? She said, may Allah destroy him wherever he is. May Allah destroy him wherever he is. So Sayyidina Umar said, sister, why you curse the man? He said, well, he hasn't helped me in any way. So Sayyidina Umar said, he was obviously innocently, anonymously, she didn't know she's chatting with Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, but the man is sitting in Medina. How does he keep himself abreast of a woman that's sitting on the borders of Syria? The old woman in her simple way said, if he doesn't keep himself up to scratch, he doesn't deserve to be the Khalifa. That hit home. That hit home. One day Sayyidina Umar stood up and he said, folks, if you see me doing something wrong, what would you do? They said, we'll straighten you with that same sword with which you straighten others. He said, Alhamdulillah, الذي جعل في أمة محمد من يقوم إعوجاج عمر بسيفه. Alhamdulillah, الذي جعل في أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من يقوم إعوجاج عمر بسيفه. I can only thank Allah, He's created people who straighten me with my own sword. And that was the beauty. Umar was not above the law. He was subjected to the same law. So some people created a group, and you know, unfortunately, these are type of elements that create fitna, and they started promoting superiority of Umar above Abu Bakr. We stand for the virtue of Umar against Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When Umar heard this, he summoned them. He said to them, Ya Mufsid al-Hisan, Ya Sharra Qawmin, O wicked, O evil people. So they said, Masha Anuna, Umar, what did we do? He said, لِمَ فَرَّقْتُمْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. Why are you creating division between me and Abu Bakr? وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ أَرَى فِيهَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ. I will be happy if Allah grants me entry into Jannah and I can see Abu Bakr from a distance, that there, remotely, from a far distance, I can see Abu Bakr. I will be even happy with that abode in Jannah. And you want to equate me and level me equal to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? This will never happen. So undoubtedly the first of this ummah is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And then is without doubt is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr appointed him, so people said, Umar, what will you tell Allah? What will you tell Allah? So Abu Bakr said an amazing thing. He said, أَبِاللَّهِ تُخَوِّفُونَنِي. Are you trying to teach me how to answer Allah? Are you trying to scare me? How am I going to answer Allah regarding Umar? Because they feared that Umar radiallahu anhu was stern in his nature. He said, I will tell Allah I made the noblest person in charge. If Umar performs and he lives up to expectation, then that's my hope and my vision. And if Umar defaults, فَالْخَيْرَ أَرَدْتُ, then Allah knows my intentions were noble. Then Allah knows my intentions were noble. And when Umar came into the driving seat, he paid tribute to Abu Bakr in such an amazing words. He said, Abu Bakr, you have tired your successor before he has started the race. What did he say? Abu Bakr, you have tired your successor before he has started the race. I haven't even come into office and I'm tired. The legacy you leave and the shoes I have to fill in, لَقَدْ أَتْعَبْتَ مَنْ بَعْدَكَ. I'm tired before I start. But surely Umar came into power 10 years, 6 months and 4 days. And did Islam grow? And did Islam expand? And did this Ummah see glory? And as wealth started coming in, he started crying. Because it was just victory upon victory. I mean, he was standing in masjid and the battle, the Sahaba were fighting in Iraq. Ya Sariya al-Jabal. And in his Jummah khutbah, he holds the Jummah and he says, Sariya, take refuge in the rear of the mountain and be careful, the enemy will ambush you. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. And he carries on with his khutbah. People are like, Uhenza wena. Umar, what's this? Reconcile. And after Jummah Salah, they said, Umar, he said, no, while I was giving khutbah, Allah opened up the battle of Iraq to me, so I could see from here, so I just advised them accordingly. This is documented, and you know what's the best part? This is recorded by non-Muslim historians also. This is so mutawatir, it's recorded by non-Muslim historians as well. When that caravan returned, and they then synchronized the timing, he said, precisely at that time, we heard Umar, and Sariya himself seen Umar radiallahu anhu as well. A man like Umar. And then the wealth started coming into Medina and he started crying. People asked him, why are you crying? He said, if it was so good, why didn't Allah give it to my Nabi and Abu Bakr? If it was so good, why didn't Allah give it to them? Why is Allah only giving it to me? Don't thrill me that it's good. Don't thrill me that it's good. أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ. Allah will say to the disbeliever, you had your share in this world. There's nothing left for you here. He said, this ayat haunts me. Is Allah not giving me my share, finish here, and nothing for me in Akhirah? That was the type of life Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu led. That was the diligence. Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, Hada yawmu surur, this is the day of joy. He said, but you didn't read the fine print of affluence. The fine print of affluence says, with this wealth comes discord and bickering. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we had nothing, but the hearts were united. Now comes all this wealth and affluence, and I can see fragmentation gripping and plaguing this ummah. So then Sayyidina Umar came, and he ruled, and you would know that better. What a way in which he went, leading the Fajr Salah. Lamma qada sadiqu ahmada nahbahu, dafa'al khilafata lil imam thani, a'ni bihi al-faruqa. عنوة بالسيف بين الكفر والإيمان هو أظهر الإسلام بعد خفائه ومحى الظلام وباح بالكتمان ومضى وخلى الأمر شورى بينهم في الأمر فاجتمعوا على عثمان من كان يسهر ليلة في ركعة وترا فيكمل ختمة القرآن والويل للركب الذين سعوا إلى عثمان فاجتمعوا على العصيان ويل لمن قتل الحسين فإنه قد باء من مولاه بالخسران. The poet says Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu handed over to Umar. Umar then came and took this ummah to another level. Then he was leading the Fajr Salah in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Lu'lu Majusi came with the dagger and pierced him. You know that narration, he was one day giving a talk in Masjid Nabawi. And he said, Inna fi jannati adn. In Jannatul Firdaus, there is this palace. It has 5,000 doors. Every door has 5,000 damsels in Jannah. And la yadkhuluhu illa nabiyun. Only a nabi will make it in. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ إِلَىٰ صَاحِبِ الْقَبْرِ. He then looks at the blessed grave of Nabi alayhi salam. He said, Hani an laka ya sahib al-qabr. O na my Nabi, congratulations, surely you are there. O Siddiq, or the next person to make it in there, would be a truthful, a pious, and honest. And that is Abu Bakr. He then looks at Abu Bakr's blessed grave. And he said, Abu Bakr, surely you are there. And then there's a pause. And then there's a silence. And he said, maybe the third one to get in there might be a martyr. And then he teased himself in the audience. And he said, Umar, you think you'll make it? No, perhaps you push in your expectations too high. Then he said, Inna alladhi qadirun, inna alladhi akhrajani min Makkah ila dari al-hijra, qadirun an yasuqa ilayya shahada. That Allah that honored me with Islam, favored me with migration, hopefully will not deny me martyrdom. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, we were there when he said it, and we were there when he was leading the Fajr Salah. Abu Lu'lu came from the rear with a dagger and pierced it. Sayyidina Umar collapsed. He said, Hal sallal muslimun al fajra? Have the Muslims completed their fajr? And then his head was in the lap of his son. He said, move yours, my son. Let me drop my head down. He said, Wailul laka ya Umar illam yaghfir laka rabbuk. Ibn Abbas came to rescue him. He said, In kana islamuka la fatha, wa laqad mala'at al arda adla. Umar, hang on. You can't be crying. You can't be sad. If anybody can sit and relax, it's you. You've got it covered. You got it done. You brought victory to the Muslims. You brought honor to the Muslims. You brought a new definition to justice to this earth. So he looked at Ibn Abbas. He said, don't thrill me today. Are you ready to repeat that before Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Talk about that. Today he said, no. In front of anyone, I can't say anything. Oh, Ibn Abbas, you say it now. Will you say it before the entire creation? Ibn Abbas said, as the cousin of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am ready to repeat my words in front of the whole creation. Umar said, okay, then I can sigh with relief. If anything gives me consolation is that. Then he sent his son Abdullah ibn Umar. The narration is famous. He said, go and knock on the door of Aisha radiallahu anha and ask her permission. Don't say, Amirul Mu'mineen, my reign has ended. My period is gone. My titles are gone. Say, Umar ibn Khattab is asking permission to be buried next to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then we know the very famous incident. She comes and she cries and she says, I wanted this, but Umar is that person for whom all preferences can be given. All adjustments can be made. As Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is in the throes of death, I read this here, Allama Suyuti's kitab, one youngster comes to him. Sayyidina Umar said to him in that last moment, brother, please lift your trouser above your ankle. فَإِنَّهُ أَتْقَى لِرَبِّكَ. These are one of the last words Umar uttered. And today, the other day, somebody came to me, the ulama need to stop talking about the trousers above the ankles. We need to be more real. We need to be more real. We need more issues. I looked at him, I said, brother, you know what you're talking? Open the life of Umar, the last words in the life of Umar. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. Under the sign also there's a write-up. Umar said, brother, you've here to see me off and I'm going to die. Just do me a favor, please just lift your trouser above your ankle. These are the words with which Sayyidina Umar passed away. And then he was buried next to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the throes of death was writing and dictating who will take over the Khilafah, he told Sayyidina Uthman to write it. So he was dictating and Sayyidina Uthman was writing, after the demise of Abu Bakr, the Khilafah will be in the hands of, and Abu Bakr fell unconscious radiallahu anhu, at such a sensitive juncture. In our time, perfect for manipulation and exploitation. At that critical moment, Sayyidina Uthman completed it from himself and he wrote the obvious, after Abu Bakr will be Umar radiallahu anhu. When Abu Bakr gained consciousness, he said, what was I dictating? He said, you were dictating that after you pass away, Khilafat must be transferred to, and at that critical moment, you became unconscious. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, and did you complete my sentence? He said, yes, I completed it. He said, what did you write? I wrote that after you is Umar radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr smiled. He said, I am happy that crave for power has not yet paralyzed this ummah. I am happy crave for power has not paralyzed this ummah. Now you will go. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ كَتَبْتَ نَفْسَكْ كُنْتَ لَهَا أَهْلًا. Honestly, Uthman, if you had to write your name, you were no less in deserving. But I'm so happy that this ummah is not gripped by this year. Brothers, we need to mature certain of our bickerings. Over janazas, over estates, over empires. Really, we need to look at the bigger picture. We need to move up. We need to rise beyond these things. We need to effect certain changes. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, his period was riddled with challenges, with great, great difficulties. But a man of perseverance, a man of tolerance. And I mentioned that often, and I will conclude with this last few words. When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was surrounded by the rebels, and all the different challenges came, and many sahaba told him, just gesture us and we will mobilize. And we will engage. And he said, I don't want to be the means of bloodshed. When Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu relinquished, Sayyidina Hassan relinquished his empire for Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And we have utmost respect and regard for both. They are both great sahaba. And Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu seen tension in the government. And he realized that there are two factions. And this is going to create division. So he happily relinquished his power. And he said, I hand it over not to my rival, to my brother Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And then he said, if Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was more deserving, then I have done no favor to him. He has taken a due that belongs to him. And if it is my right, then I have relinquished my right and I have given my right for the preservation of this ummah. For the preservation of this ummah. So someone came to him and said to him in simple language, you're a sellout. Somebody came to him and said, you're a defaulter and you have deserted us. Ya Aar al-Mu'mineen. He said, you are not Amir al-Mu'mineen. You're an insult to us. We stand around you, we rally around you, and then under the slogan of peace, you back off. He said, Al-Aar khayrun min al-Nar. Al-Aar khayrun min al-Nar. Rather the insult of today than the flames of tomorrow. Rather the insult of today than the flames of tomorrow. Wallah, sahaba had no motivation. الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. No motivation for the acquisition of mundane things. The Quran said the sahaba are those, if ever we give them power one day, they're not there to fill their pockets and their coffers they will establish the orders of Allah, bring peace to the land, enhance the cause of deen, and take it to a greater level. And every Sahabi respectively was a living example that he came there to further the cause of Islam and not to further his own cause. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's assassination is a very sad day in our history. It's a very tragic day that he was denied the very well from which he drank water. He was denied access to the very masjid that he had extended. He was denied the very same things. And you know very well, the Nabi of Allah appeared before him that night with a bucket of water and offered him large sums of water, and he drank and he drank till his thirst was quenched in the dream. And the Nabi of Allah said, take your time, Uthman, and drink as much as you want. And then the Nabi of Allah said to him, إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ سَيَكْثِرُونَ عَلَيْكَ. Tomorrow the enemy will intensify their grip against you. فَإِنْ قَاتَلْتَهُمْ زَفِرْتَ. If you will mobilize, victory will be yours. وَإِنْ صَبَرْتَ أَفْتَرْتَ عِنْدَنَا. But if you will persevere, myself, Abu Bakr and Umar are becoming restless to wait for you. Please come along, we want to make iftar together. Abu Muslim Khawlani, who enjoys the title of Ibrahim Hadihil Ummah, may Allah make it easy in Syria. I went to his qabr in Sham. May Allah make it easy for the Muslims throughout the world, and may Allah bring peace and serenity to that land. He said to the rebels who had killed Sayyidina Uthman, he said, did you go to Thamud? Did you pass by the dwellings of Thamud? They said, why? He said, well, you are family members to the people of Thamud. They said, why? He said, they killed the camel of Allah and you killed the Khalifa of Allah. قَتَلُوا نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلْتُمْ خَلِيفَةَ اللَّهِ. They killed the camel of Allah. إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. So third in merit was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. His name was modesty. His entire demeanor gave off this bashfulness. And last in the khulafa was this great giant Ali ibn Abi Talib. Karramallahu wajhah. Suffice to say, in the accolades of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, there are so many things to his credit. But on the occasion of Khaybar, when the Nabi of Allah, when the Muslims could not penetrate and they were not victorious, and then the Nabi of Allah said, لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Listen to this here. I say I love Allah and I love the Nabi of Allah, but there can be no greater accolade than Allah saying He loves an individual. That is the greatest virtue that can be given to any person, that Allah Himself says that He loves someone. Nabi alayhi salam said, tomorrow I will be giving the banner to a man who loves Allah, but Allah equally loves him. Who's fond of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is fond of him. Sayyidina Umar said, in my whole life, I never aspired leadership but that night. I never aspired to be in the driving and to be in front, because I understood that if I got the banner today, then I enjoy this testimony. And every Sahabi stood up with anxiety piercing through the roof, and there is the silence, and everybody waiting, and the Nabi of Allah breaks the silence, وَشَقَّ السُّكُودِ, and he says, where's Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu? And this again was the beauty of Sahaba. Everybody anticipated, but when the Nabi of Allah said it went to Sayyidina Ali, they all supported him. It wasn't like, son-in-law, you know, what can you do? You try your best, but that's it. That's how it is. This was not Sahaba. This was their beauty. This was their beauty, my brother. Their hearts were clean. They were completely clean. They harbored nothing. They carried nothing. There was no malice in their hearts. They loved one another. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, I hope myself and those who fought against me from my brothers in the battle of Siffin, Allah will remove all the malice from our hearts and unite us in Jannah. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. So we love the Sahaba, we honor the Sahaba, we passionately promote the names of Sahaba. One ayat and we wrap up. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. O you who believe, become the helpers of Allah. Maulana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi says, the Sahaba diligently discharged this obligation to such an extent that they didn't only help the deen of Allah, their name became the helpers of Allah. Ansar Allahi wa Ansar al-Rasooli. So brothers, to wrap up, we have to take some message. And we have to effect some change. Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi, he was a veteran of Badr. And he lived to see the assassination of Uthman radiallahu anhu. He cried to Allah on that night. He said, Allah, I never thought such a sad day will come in my life. I never thought, Allah, I will have to live to see a man like Uthman has been killed. And really, my brother, maybe I was naive, maybe I was foolish. I never thought, as bad and as things are degenerating, I never thought these ears will hear people speaking ill of Sahaba. But alas, that error has dawned upon us. Alas, these words are happening. These slurs are being passed. These remarks are being made. What did Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi say to Allah? Allahumma inna laka alayya af'al. Well, Allahumma inna laka alayya alla af'al wala af'al wala adhaku hatta alqaak. Allah, I've seen a very sad day. And I will never able to forget the martyrdom of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Tabaqat ibn Sa'd's narration. I vow to you, my Allah, that as this sad day I had to live and see, Na'ila was his respected wife. She tried to ward off the rebels. And in protecting her husband, she lost her fingers. The wife of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, she lost her fingers. She tried to ward them off and she said, don't interfere with my husband. But tragically, they advanced, they broke the house, they got in and they killed Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And his blood fell on that verse of the Quran that till today it gives us a message. And the Quran supposedly is preserved. Sibghatallahi wa man ahsanu minallahi sibgha, that color yourself in the color of Allah, dye yourself in the dye of Allah, and there can be no better dye than the dye of Allah. There can be no better bleach than the bleach of Allah. Bleach yourself, envelope yourself, color yourself in the color of Islam and the color of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, Allah, my vow and my pledge to you is from today onwards, I will never laugh for the rest of my life. And Abu Humayd radiallahu anhu made this vow, effected this vow and lived by this vow, that this is a change I made. He was a veteran of Badr. He didn't need to make a change. Surely my life is in tatters. My life is in shambles. There's chaos in my life. I don't know if I'm coming right or I don't know which direction I'm going. But after hearing the names of Sahaba and the lives of Sahaba, and living in an environment where all these type of evil things have been said, surely I can effect certain changes. We have to make a change. You look in your heart, make a vow between you and Allah, and I will look in my heart and make a vow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Sahaba. May Allah allow it to be embedded in the depth of our heart, and hopefully we stand up on the day of Qiyamah with that noble group of Sahaba who would be the first to be around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hopefully we be also privileged with that, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azab an-nar. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وسكنها في الجنة اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وأدخلها في الجنة اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وروحها في الجنة اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرها ولا تفتنا بعدها واغفر لنا ولها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.